Welcome to Pursue Your Passion, where we meet people in pursuit of theirs. Hi, I'm your host, Rory Myers. We have our guest today, Judson Stone, ordained minister for 26 years out of Maine. He's been a chaplain for 12 years first with First Rate Incorporated and 11 years with Fellowship Christian Athletes. He also has a book. He wrote a biography about his father dated back in 2016, and he's in the works writing a book of his great-great-uncle, who's a missionary to Oman in 1899. Judson, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Rory. It's a pleasure to meet you on the phone.
All right. Well, you know, our basic question is going to be, what is your passion?
I see passion as including three major elements. First of all is my walk with the Lord. I trust and strive that Christ will be the Lord of my life, not just a name. And also my family, particularly my wife at this point in the stage of my life, and also serving the Lord, which I do through writing and leading men's Bible studies and volunteering at a local state prison in Florida.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm looking at your bio here, and it also says that you bicycled from Maine to Washington as a fundraiser. Do you know what was the fundraiser about?
I was trying to raise money for some local mission projects in the state of Maine. I biked from Dexter, Maine to Anacortes, Washington, 3,700 miles, 41 days, approximately 92 miles a day. I raised about $9,200, and I actually got the idea from someone else.
Well, that's fantastic. I see also here that you were leading Homes of Hope, which is a house building program. You went to Mexico, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, and the El Salvador between 2006, 2017. What was that like?
Well, that was a part of my role as a chaplain at First Rate Incorporated in Arlington, Texas. They had a partnership with the Youth with a Mission base out of San Diego, Baja. And at least once a year, we would go to the Tijuana area, build houses for the poorest of the poor. We expanded that to go to those other countries that you listed, again, to build houses for the poorest of the poor.
Well, that's fantastic. I've got here a website. If people want to find things about you, they can go to www.judsonistone.com. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I post usually a monthly article there. And there's contact information. There's also information about the book about my dad.
All right. And also, how's that coming as far as the book for your great-great-uncle? How's that coming along?
Well, I've just contacted my editor about editing the manuscript. He served only about 10 months in Arabia. And he ended up dying and is buried there in Muscat, Oman, which is the capital of Muscat, of Oman. And it's a completely different kind of city than it was when he was there. And he would be shocked to see what Muscat has become as a result of the discovery of oil.
Oh, okay. You have oil there, so that must be a change over there quite a bit. I'd like you to...
Tremendous.
Okay. I'd like you to expand on that. You said you had three, and Pursue Your Passion, you had three areas that you were talking about. You want to expand on any of those?
Well, I grew up in the church, but it was as an 18-year-old, particularly during my senior year in high school when I started searching. And Jesus Christ quietly invaded my life as a result of meeting an airman in the Air Force in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, where my dad was stationed as a medical doctor. And this young man showed me how I could trust in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I prayed with him in his barracks room across the street from the base exchange where I had a summer job before going to college.
Amen. And that's where you found Jesus then.
Yes, sir. And I'm so grateful that that young man took the initiative to share with me how I could ask Christ to forgive me of my sins, to be my Savior, to be my Lord.
Amen. It says you've been pastor for 26 years in Maine. So what was that about? What kind of experience can you tell us about the 26 years in Maine as a pastor?
Well, Maine is a great place to visit as well as to live. It provided me the opportunity of getting acquainted with pastoral ministry. I served four different churches over those 26 years, Machias, Waldoboro, Dexter, and the last one was in Cape Medic, which is a part of York, Maine, down near Portsmouth, New Hampshire. York is a beach community. And God grew me, God used me, and God humbled me in all those churches as I learned to walk with him and to serve others for his name.
Well, fantastic. I understood you have, as you said, you had a book about the biography of your father. What is the title of the book if someone was interested in it? What would they be looking for?
It is called A Last Chapter of the Greatest Generation. My father served as a pilot in World War II. He then became a medical doctor after the war, and he then went back into active duty with the Air Force. He also served in Vietnam for a year. And during my growing up years, we lived in South Carolina, Northern California, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, Las Vegas when he came back from Vietnam, and then back up to Northern Michigan where I graduated from high school. And then he retired with approximately 30 years of active and reserve duty.
All right. And give me the title one more time. And where can someone get that book?
Yes. A Last Chapter of the Greatest Generation. You can find it on Amazon. It's in an ebook version there. If you want a hardback cover, you can contact me through the website and we can get you a hard copy.
All right. And that website again is www.judsonistone.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. I sure appreciate you being with us, Mr. Stone and Pastor. I hope you have a blessed day. We'll see you.
Well, thank you very much, Corey. You too. God bless you.
All right, sir. Thank you for tuning in to Pursue Your Passion, a ministry of Southern Christian Writers, signing off.